Books of the Bible. It is not certain who the human author of the book of Hebrews was. However, it is certain that the ultimate author is the Holy Spirit. The message of Hebrews is an exhortation to faith in Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant. When you want to see how God foreshadowed and fulfilled the gospel in the Old Testament, look to Hebrews. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And we return here to Wretched Radio as Todd has been discussing the state of modern-day Israel with Dr. Al Mohler.
So you're saying as a Christian, if I believe in Jesus, I have to support the modern state of Israel?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay. So should he say that?
I am saying that.
Okay. If you were now in Ted Cruz's shoes,
right,
and you hear what Tucker is pressing for, and Tucker says, Dr. Mohler, you have 60 seconds, respond. How would you articulate that?
I would say, yes, I support the nation state of Israel. I also, more importantly, more urgently, am concerned for the entirety of the Jewish people, which is theologically the nation of Israel. And so I believe it is a Christian responsibility to speak for, to advocate for, to recognize Israel. And frankly, to hold that distinction very clear in that God's eternal purposes are not to the nation state of Israel, but I believe the nation state of Israel is a part of God's unfolding plan because of his promises to Israel, his covenant nation.
Now you have to step into the shoes of one Mike Huckabee. This was the interview that happened in an Israeli airport. Tucker was passing through. He sat down and he seemed to have the exact same issue, questions about Israel. And this is where he really presses in on who is a modern day Jew. Before I get to the clips with Tucker and Mike, the issue of who constitutes a modern day Jew, when you've got different types of Jewish people, if they're in Yemen, they're a Yemenite Jew. If they're in Georgia, they're a Georgian Jew. You've got them from Europe. You've got them from Spain. So if you had to explain to Tucker which one of these streams of Jewish people is the descendant of Abraham.
I would say, first of all, that's according to the determination of God in his sovereignty. And so I wouldn't claim to know every single genetic or lineal descent question. I do know this. If they are the Jewish people, that is, if they are lineal descendants of the Jewish people, then they are to be recognized as sons and daughters of the covenant God made with Israel.
What if they don't believe in Judaism?
I believe, number one, the Bible defines by lineal descent, Israel by lineal descent. I don't get to redefine that just because we say we're in the 21st century, and so I can come up with a different definition. I will say that in the New Testament, there's a very clear teaching that there will be a turn to Christ. There's going to be a recognition and celebration of the Messiah by a large group of the Jewish people. And in one sense, then we find out by God's sovereign revelation who is the true biblical Old Testament Israel, and who is the continuation? I hope that's clear. In other words, I don't believe that all persons. I don't believe those who are atheists and deny the one true and living God. I don't believe that they're going to inherit those promises. But I also will say that I think in my reading of the Scripture tells me that there's going to be a remarkable occurrence as a part of the end times, in which a remarkably large number of Jews are going to respond and recognize Jesus the Messiah. And I can't wait to see that. And that's going to come, I think, unpredictably, the same way the church comes by God's election, unpredictably out of.
Now, you might kick me out of your class for this one. And this might be getting a little bit too making more out of it than it should. But I see that, for instance, in first century in New Testament Israel, that a Jewish man or woman who didn't practice their faith, they were bad Jews, but they were still considered a Jew. On the other hand, Paul said, not all of Israel is Israel because they aren't believing the promises that were given to Abraham. So once again, what this reveals in this conversation, and I think that would be helpful for Tucker and anybody else, just slow down. This is a lot. And if these are all moving pieces on the table, we got to carefully put them together. And anybody who claims they've got it that simply probably should be ignored because it ain't that simple. You're going to kick me out of your class now?
I owe something, most beginning with recognition. I believe I owe something to every single Jewish person on the face of the planet. And that means every single Jewish person, even of lineal descent. I feel a Christian responsibility. I think this is when the Christian church has been most faithful, that responsibility has been understood. We also understand that that's at least in part because of what Paul tells us. You know, we're engrafted onto those promises. They're not engrafted onto us. We're engrafted onto those promises. On the other hand, we also understand that the Israel of God's redemptive purpose, meaning the Old Testament people who are a part of God's redemptive purpose, they're going to be represented with this vast turning towards Christ. And I think, again, that's going to be unpredictable. So I will simply say, I think there'll be Orthodox Jews who are included in that. I believe there will be even unbelieving Jews who are believing in that. The same way the church is made up of those, yes, who come from Christian families, yes, but the church is made up of those who've just heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have believed and been saved. And they are full inheritors of the promises.
Now, we're going to get to these clips, the exchange between Mike Huckabee and Tucker Carlson. But there was a second point that I think Tucker just kept returning to that I'd like to hear your take on up front, and then we'll revisit it as it reappears. The borders. This was a big deal for Tucker because the promise in Genesis 15 is very specific between two rivers, and Israel, it should be noted, really never filled up that promise that was given to Abraham. Right. It's a smaller state even today, and so Tucker just kept pressing in on, so what, should they get the territory up in Lebanon? Is that what you're saying? Okay. Genesis 15, between the Nile and the Euphrates, should Israel, in your understanding, Dr. Albert Moeller of Southern Seminary, should they have deed to that entire piece of land that's described in Genesis 15?
They will one day, to the honor and glory of God who made that covenant, as you said, he made that covenant, repeated that covenant. And so even when you look at successor covenants, including the Davidic covenant, you see the presumption of all of those promises. And as God says, again, I come back to this, I will not lie to David. And that is just one of the most fundamental declarations of Scripture. So I believe that one day Israel will possess and will include all between the Euphrates and the
Nile. Okay, so let me just, in an effort to help Tucker, but right now they don't. So he might say to us, hey, if it says in Genesis 15, why don't you want it now? As an evangelical who loves Israel and the Jewish people, why don't you want them to have that land now? How would you respond?
I'm not saying I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I would say, look, as Christians, we are already in a constant awareness of already and not yet. So in other words, as Christians, believing Christians should be the last people confused by this, because we understand that God's promises are absolutely secure, yea and amen. But we also believe that we are looking forward to promises that are given to the Christian church, to God's covenant people, his new covenant people. We are given promises, and we're in an already and a not yet. Why would Christians of all people be confused about Israel as a parallel and in fact, even a prior, you know, example of already and not yet? I mean, Abraham never got to see that. He never got to see his descendants as more numerous than the sands and the sea. But all of this, God's going to be faithful to every single one of his promises. May I say one other thing here? And that is this. I really get very uncomfortable when I hear evangelicals say, well, you know, that the speaking of the two rivers, that's metaphorical language. You know, it is explicitly in its context, not metaphorical language. Those are concrete promises to God's glory.
Specific
God's
names.
Not glorified in a metaphor. He's glorified in the fulfillment of his promises.
Oh, you must believe in creation too. Okay. Now, Tucker put Mike Huckabee in a very awkward position. You'll recall when Tucker was saying, well, hey, do you want him to have all of that land? And I think Mike Huckabee said something like, hey, yeah, take it. Well, he can say that as a Southern Baptist, but as an ambassador, it was a little problematic. I was squirming for the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you going to play that?
Oh, we're going to get to it. I'm going to march through it in sequence, in fairness, so that nobody says that we've jerry-rigged this. This is Tucker Carlson. This is Mike Huckabee.
Who are the people? Who are the descendants? So we know, and I believe, and I agree with you as a Christian, that God promised this land from modern day Iraq to modern day Egypt to this people, the Jews, to Abram's, actually not to the, to Abram's descendants, as it says in Genesis 15. Who are his descendants now and how do we know who they are?
I think they're the Jews and we know who they are because they've always been a Jewish people. There has been an unbroken line of Jewish people and they've lived in this land for 3,800 years. Sometimes not very many of them because they were chased out all over the world. They were hunted down. They were almost annihilated during the Holocaust. They came back. To this day, Tucker, they represent, you know how many Jews there are in the whole world?
Okay, they get into a tussle here. Very specifically, Tucker made a distinction between Abraham's descendants and the Jewish people. Is that a fair distinction?
You know, I will simply say, I think that comes from a bad intellectual theological pedigree. So I'm troubled when I hear it. I think there are people of goodwill and good conviction who might say it and not mean anything particularly injurious about it. I mean, let's remember that Abraham had another son, first of all. So, you know, but that's the promise to Abraham's children through Sarah. And so it's Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. It's interesting, the Old Testament, how the pattern comes so that we just get that really, really clear. But they are all lineal descendants of Abraham. And so yes, not all the lineal descendants of Abraham are Israel, but all of Israel are, in a true sense, lineal descendants of Abraham.
And we still have more to go. There has been a whole lot of information given. I hope you've been taking notes. If you haven't, you can go to Fortis Plus and listen again. But hey, stay with us. It's not over yet. More to come right after this.
Conflict. That's not an if in your life, that's a when. You will most definitely disagree with your spouse, your kids, your coworkers, your in-laws, maybe all of them in the same week. The question is whether those disagreements turn your home into a war zone or something you can actually resolve. That's what our resource Conflict is all about. Todd Friel, who admits he's an expert in conflict, mostly because he's caused so much of it, and Dr. John Street will both challenge you to respond in ways so radically biblical that even the people you've been fighting with will take notice. They'll walk you through biblical reconciliation step by step so you can actually heal what's been broken. If you're exhausted from the same arguments on repeat, if your home feels more like a battlefield than a refuge, there is a better way, and it's not another self-help technique. It is Scripture. Conflict is streaming right now on Fortis Plus for free. Just download the app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or simply go to fortisplus.org.
Is it possible a Christian university can actually be ranked high when it comes to preparing students for the real world? Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. Courses, diplomas, degrees, they can be achieved online or, of course, on their beautiful campus in Southern California. Would you like to learn more about the Masters University to prepare you or your child for the future? I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Look, I'm going to be straight with you. Every man knows what it's like to fight a battle no one else can see. You wake up, you're determined that today is going to be different. This time, you're going to be stronger than the temptation. But then evening comes, and there you are again, right back where you started. You're making promises to yourself that you already know deep down that you're not going to keep tomorrow. Here's what no one wants to admit. You can't win this fight with willpower. Trust me, if determination alone could break the chains of lust and sin, you would already be free. You've probably figured that out by now. The filters, the accountability apps, the promises to your wife or to yourself, they're just band-aids on a wound that needs surgery. Real freedom, the kind that actually lasts, it only comes when Christ changes you from the inside out. Not just your habits, but your actual heart. That's what Todd Friel gets into very deeply with his resource, Play the Man. It's available right now as an ebook, an audiobook, and video series only at fortisplus.org.
Important dates in Christian history. 1910 to 1915.
The fundamentals are published and demonstrate the great divide in American Christianity, known as the modernist fundamentalist controversy. Fundamentalists began to set themselves apart from society as a witness for Christ. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And we are back here on Wretched Radio as we continue the conversation between Todd and Dr. Al Mohler.
Tucker wasn't having it.
My question is, and it's not a bumper sticker answer, it's a sincere answer. How do we know? Because what you're saying is that certain people have a title mm-hmm. to a highly contested region. They own it in some deep sense. So I think it's fair to ask, who are they and how do we know? So the current prime minister's ancestors weren't from here within recorded history. He has no deed. Bibi Netanyahu, on one side, his family's from Poland. They're from Eastern Europe. So how do we know that he has a connection to the people who God promised the land to, Abram's descendants? How do we know that?
Well, if you take the genealogies that come not only from the Old, but the New Testament, you see that there is a historical connection through the entirety of the Old and the New Testament that details the Jewish connection to this land.
Does that include Bibi's family? How do we know that if his family comes here,
scattered,
but how do we know it's the same people? Why is that crazy? If you say to me,
if they speak the same language, if they worship the same God, if they follow the same Bible, if they follow the same cultures and traditions, and they always pray next year in Jerusalem, and they pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and they pray facing toward Jerusalem, does that not give you a little bit of a clue as to who they are?
I've never met Mike Huckabee. He seems like just the warmest fellow, but I don't know that I'd want to play hard against him because he can hold his own. All right, Dr. Mohler, you're sitting in the chair of Mike Huckabee, and Tucker is quite adamant about this. These modern-day Jews, they're floating all over the place. They're not following the religion. They don't speak Yiddish. They don't speak Hebrew. So who are the Jewish people, you would say?
I have no right to define the Jewish people in a way that is disconnected from the biblical definition of the Jewish people. And so I'm going to go back to lineal descent and national identity, ethne, in the Greek term, just looking back at Israel. And the history of Israel includes the dispersion. So I just want to raise an irony here, if I may. Here's the irony. All the anti-Semites know who to hate. So how do they dare ask us who the Jewish people are? Right. And you know, so I'll simply say the pogroms, the genocides, the hatred toward the Jewish people throughout centuries has demonstrated, you know, it's a little late to ask who the Jewish people are after they have faced so much anti-Semitism and efforts to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth. So in other words, Mike Huckabee kind of incarnates in one human body the point. He is not the ambassador to Old Testament Israel. He is the ambassador to the state of Israel, which I believe is a holding vessel. Right. For the nation of Israel.
You know, I don't know what's in Tucker Carlson's heart. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he's not really looking to forward an argument to undermine and dismantle. But I nevertheless, in just considering his argument, it appears to be, hey, because we don't have the DNA test of every person who claims to be a Jew today, we can't know who's a Jew. It seems that's kind of what he's forwarding, and I just don't know that it has any validity to it, does it?
Well, I think that's a part of the unfolding promise of God and also the judgment of God. I mean, let's face it, Israel rejected the Christ, and there are consequences that are made very clear in the New Testament. The destruction of the temple in AD 70, you know, that wasn't an historical accident. We believe in a sovereign God. He was acting. You know, there's a confusion of the Jewish people. And through successions of interbreeding and intermarriage and all kinds of other things.
So ethnicity can make one a Jew. The practicing of the religion can make a Jew. Does this help in any way that a proselyte, somebody who came into Israel mm-hmm. and said, I want to be Jewish, it's right. Ruth, moves from Moab to Israel with right. mother-in-law. Right. She became a Jew. Now, would she have been considered a Jew or would she have remained a Moabitess?
I don't mean to confuse this, but I think the answer to some extent is yes. She was both a Jewish and a Moabite. This is a part of the glory of, I mean, she's included in the genealogy of Jesus. In other words, what you have there is We Paul tells us that the redeemed, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ's new covenant people are engrafted onto the promises of Israel. But I think it's important to recognize that Ruth is among those who is a picture or a type even of the church, in that she is incorporated, she's engrafted into the promises of Israel. I'm getting emotional about this. Isn't this one of the sweetest aspects of the gospel of Jesus Christ? We see in Ruth a picture of the gospel before the gospel. I'll preach. Just let set me loose.
Well, I don't want to bring up Boaz, because that kinsman redeemer sermon is just loaded in your holster. All right, let's continue, Tucker and Mike Huckabee.
Nenio's parents did not speak Hebrew. Okay, they didn't live in this region. Netanyahu, the founders of this country, were mostly secular. Some of them were avowed atheists. They were not praying for the peace of Jerusalem. They weren't praying at all because they didn't believe in God. There's no genealogy linking their families to the people of this land 3,000 years ago. They're none. So how do we know, since they didn't share a language, they didn't share a religion, they had no religion whatsoever, how do we know that they had a right to come here from Eastern Europe and
but they were scattered.
Take the land?
They were scattered to Eastern
that.
Europe. They were scattered all over the world. There were many in Ethiopia. They were in Russia. They were in Poland. They were throughout Asia. Jews were all over the place, but they were still Jews. But they were still Jews.
You know what? I'm having a little flashback to what you said earlier, Dr. Mueller, that the United Nations in the mid-40s, if you will, after World War II, they even recognized it as their land because they had been dispersed. But Tucker's kind of weaving in too and forgetting about, we do have Genesis. Yeah, that is a genuine deed. That is the title to the land that belongs to them. Right. So you've got both a secular recognition, those people should be in that land, and you've got a biblical mandate.
I think it's so important to recognize that Israel was established, even in secular terms, as a Jewish state.
Yeah.
The United Nations didn't say, we don't have a clue who a Jewish person is. Instead, Israel actually used the argument of the right of return. That word return is so important. That's morally freighted. It wasn't a right to conquer. It wasn't a right to just possess. It was a right to return. And, you know, this is so biblical. This is so biblical. What do the sons do with the body of Joseph? They bring it back to the land of promise. There's a return. Exodus, all of this. There's just this glorious return, which is a theme. And that was very much a part of the understanding of what was taking place in the founding of Israel. And again, I think it's really important for us to make clear, even the secular leaders at the time, by the way, most of them in framing this argument, coming from Christian lands where there was a recognition of Israel in the plan and purpose of God, and there was the recognition that Israel would be a Jewish state. It was defined that way.
This is the last clip between Tucker Carlson and Mike Huckabee.
Are you speaking of an ethnic group or a religious group?
Yes, right, Dr. Mueller? Yes. It's both of those things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I wonder if that isn't the key to his confusion.
Well, I think you're looking at, for many people, it is religious. There are people who may not have a deep religious connection to Judaism, but they're still Jews.
Okay, so it's an ethnic category.
It is ethnic, but it is also religious. It is rooted in religion. You can't take it out of it. Now, that
and
means
then how
people,
can an atheist...
Well, I will tell you this. There are some people who say, I'm Christian. They never go to church. They never pray. They never read their Bible. They don't tithe.
But they're not entitled to citizenship on the basis of that.
Well,
they're
but
not
I'm entitled to... They still call themselves Christian, even though they identify in that way.
All righty, Dr. Mueller, how would you explain this to Tucker?
Well, for the first time, I disagree with Ambassador Huckabee.
I didn't want to say that, but I thought that isn't the correct parallel because this is different, the East and the West. Go ahead.
We do not believe that unbelieving persons are in the church. We do believe that on a temporary basis, unbelieving Jews are a part of Israel. So in other words, the last thing I want to do is define the church as a mixed body of believers and unbelievers. So let's not do that. But Israel is right now a mixed body of believers and unbelievers. I do believe that in the end of all things, to the glory of God, in honoring of his own word. And by the way, with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ as God's redeemed people, seeing God's glory unfold in his faithfulness to the people of the covenant of Genesis 15. I think all that's going to be a part of the glory of God at the end. I think we've had a good discussion. I'm honored to have been in this discussion with you. We don't run from this discussion, but I do lament the way the discussion's now thrown to us by these developments in the culture. And you know, God's judgment is sure, and there are huge issues at stake. And so I want to warn my fellow believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, tread here very carefully. The scripture warns us against taking a position of antipathy towards Israel and lack of respect towards Israel. And I, as I say, that's first of all to the Israel, which is the covenant nation going all the way back to the book of Genesis. But there is a responsibility also, I believe, to the nation state of Israel. Not exactly the same thing, but it is right now, as I say, a providential holding vessel for God's unfolding purposes.
Dr. Albert Mohler, Southern Seminary, very grateful.
And thank you for listening to Wretched Radio today, and we hope you come back tomorrow. Until then, go serve your King.